Hello, this is Liliana.
I'm Danaya.
And I'm Badila.
And we're from Perfect 10 After School,
a wonderful club for girls in Hudson, New York.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.
Community radio for Columbia and Greene counties.
Perfect 10 girls got it going on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is DJ Var from Friday Night Vibe Session. If you like hip-hop, dancehall, and pop, and we have much more music, we play the second and fourth Friday of every month, 9:30 p.m. to 12 o'clock midnight. Everyone's going to be on their feet. Let's go.
Wave Farm programs are made possible, in part, by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered in Greene County by the Greene County Council on the Arts, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the Foundation for Contemporary Arts, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors.
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue. Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access. Don't keep it to yourself. Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message, and we'll play it on the air.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Accra, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Carly Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Developer Solitude Solar unveiled its plans to build a 6,300-panel community solar array on the closed Hunter landfill during the Huntertown Board meeting June 19th. Mike Finger, Solitude Solar Chief Operating Officer, said the proposed 2.3-megawatt project could power 500 to 700 homes within the central Hudson region. Under the proposal, panels would be placed inside a 6-foot fence on concrete platforms placed at the top of a landfill. Finger said the platforms would not penetrate the dump's barrier or cap. The landfill is located on Highland Road in Tannersville and holds waste from Hunter and 5 other mountaintop towns. Solitude Solar is now negotiating the details of a 20-year lease with the town.
Solitude Solar CEO Mark Richardson said the solar array would be owned by an as yet unidentified second company. Supervisor Daryl Legg said Hunter officials have struggled for 5 years to attract a solar company to invest in the landfill site in an effort to convert vacant land into town revenue. Hunter Planning Board Chairwoman Sarah Calori confirmed that Solitude Solar is pursuing site plan approval, an environmental review, and a stormwater discharge permit for construction activity, two standard assessments required by the DEC. A public hearing on the proposal will be held July 10th at Town Hall. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. On June 20th, Amtrak officials outlined some of the improvements underway at New York's Penn Station, which serves not only Amtrak, but New Jersey Transit and the Long Island Railroad as well. Among the improvements, refreshed restrooms, lactation suites for nursing mothers, and restoration of air conditioning in the station's concourse area. Planning is also underway for a new Amtrak ticketed waiting area and a refresh of the Club Excelsior Lounge. Stephen Gardner, Executive Vice President and Chief Commercial Officer at Amtrak, said in addition, Amtrak is seeking requests for proposals to improve the cramped platform areas. Amtrak trains from the Capital Region and other upstate areas were redirected to Grand Central Terminal beginning May 26 so that the Empire connection to Penn Station could be rehabilitated. Gardner said Amtrak plans to relaunch the Excelsior Express service with new train sets in 2021. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Some Hudson residents were without water June 20th following a water main break on Columbia Street near Front Street. A cap on the 10-inch water main let loose while crews were working to replace 500 feet of storm water and sewer pipes. Public Works Superintendent Rob Perry said, and I quote, "In most instances, a water main break is a crack or a small hole in the main. In this instance, there was a 10-inch spout, which resulted in an almost instant depressurization of the system," end quote. The break was first reported at 3:30 p.m. and repaired by 6:30 p.m., Perry said. The break caused Columbia Street between Front and Second to be closed to traffic. The block will remain closed through June 21st, perhaps longer. Perry said no water advisory is in effect, but city residents may experience some water discoloration. He said, and I quote, "If water has some discoloration, they should just run their tub or any faucet without a filter for a few minutes," end quote. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting at Capitol Confidential. On the penultimate day of legislation session, the state Senate passed four privileged resolutions authorizing millions of dollars in discretionary spending. The spending resolutions were approved by a voice vote late June 19th, with at least one unidentified senator voicing opposition. The money, under the control of the Senate GOP, was used for military base retention, the implementation of recommendations for the Senate Task Force on Lyme and Tick-Borne Diseases, women's health services, and public protection grants. Among the recipients of the Senate's largesse, the Columbia County District Attorney's Office, $10,000, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, $10,250, the Durham Police Department, $4,000, the Village of Catskill Police Department, $26,000, and the Athens Fire Department, $16,500. The grants dealing with tick-borne illness included $100,000 for SUNY Adirondack, most likely for research purposes. The grants addressing women's health included $150,000 for the University at Albany. The State Assembly also introduced resolutions Tuesday night authorizing grants for education, school-based health centers, and human services organizations. Those funds are controlled by the Assembly Democrats. And you can read the full stories at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For weather reports, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website. WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region. From the WGXC Newsroom,
This is your WGXE Hands-On Radio weather update. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny afternoon with a temperature high near 82 degrees and a north wind at around 8 miles an hour. For tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low around 51 degrees and a north wind at 7 miles an hour. Your forecast for the next 2 days, it will be mostly sunny on Friday with a temperature high near 78 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 56. And on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers are likely. Possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. Saturday night, showers are likely again. Possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a low around 61 degrees. This has been your WGXE Hands-On Radio weather update. For news, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.
This is that time once again. And just like any station that relies on listener support, you know, we got to remind you that it's just about that time. So, do it to create a better local community. Do it for any reason whatsoever. Even if you don't listen that much, you can donate out of the principle, you know. This is the day during we have consolidation of media is a big problem. You've got, in my opinion. And, you know, you have a lot of stations and TV stations and companies being bought up by larger companies and conglomerate. And that's it, you know. It's like you could look at a box of Ritz crackers and it's not Ritz crackers anymore or Nabisco or whatever it is. It's you know, it's probably Unilever or Mondelez or some, you know, giant, you know, mega global conglomerate corporation. So we are independent. We answer to nobody but you and your mama and your papa and your brother and your sister and your neighbors. You guys are our brothers and sisters and our mothers and fathers. And, you know, that's what we do. We don't have commercials. You know, we don't have sponsors telling us, we're going to pull our advertising if you talk about Donald Trump that way. So that's awesome. You know, you're going to hear real opinions on the station. You're going to hear real feelings, real emotions from people who live right near you. Or if you're a visitor here, people who you might see down the street, people who you might see at the Spotty Dog or at the Carolina House or at Chatham Brewery or Crossroads Brewery or any of these places. I got breweries on my mind. Tonight I'm going to S&S Brewery in Nassau. I've never been there and I'm very excited. You know, some of these farmers are starting to turn to beer because milk, again, with companies being bought up by each other, it's not profitable for a lot of local farmers to be dairy farmers anymore. So you got people, farmers, like doing beer, and that's great. I'm really very fine with that. But anyway, there's just so much going on around here. So yeah, I've heard great things about S&S Brewery in Nassau. It's like way hard to find and tucked away, and it's like on this guy's land, and it's his own 6 generations. They own this farm and finally switched from dairy to beer. We've had a beer show on this station before from the Kenny from Crossroads. There's just so much going on. And another great feature of WGXE to just illustrate why the station is valuable and important is our community calendar of events. Our website is the best place, really, literally the best place to see what's going on in Greene and Columbia County. Don't forget that. So in addition to the, you know, just in the moment, like enjoying listening to this radio station, check out the calendar of events because there's an endless array of things that are happening around this area. So go to wavefarm.org or wgxc.org. And before or after you donate, click on calendar and you'll see so much, so much going on. Mm-hmm.
Next, it's time for the Hudson Valley Song of the Day, a performance from a musician visiting the Capital Region or Hudson Valley, or who regularly plays around these parts.
Here's a song from the band Dump Truck that includes WGXC's Spike Priggen on bass. Dump Truck will be performing their only Hudson Valley show this year at Kingston's Rocket No. 9, 50 North Front Street, on Thursday, June 21st at 7 p.m. This is Going Nowhere from Dump Truck.
Some people would know I have something here. Said I was a hard time trying this in mind. Warm enough to argue the point while I tell you any reason. Nothing too unusual. Will you come down? Will you come down to see me again? Will you come? Will you come down to see me again? Will you come? Will you come down to see me again? Going nowhere.
Tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA. This is Jim McCabe, and I'm here, if you just tuned in, this is Jim McCabe, along with Chris Bishop from Vinyl Rundown and Sam Sebring, Nothing Is Real, Radio Hour, and we're just kind of each doing our own little thing here, trying to make you feel cozy, and
maybe thirsty.
And maybe thirsty, yeah. Well, we'll have to hold off on the cocktails for a little while, though. It's the make-believe tiki bar for now.
Yeah.
So, and we're also doing a pledge drive, and we have a phone number for you to call.
518-697-7400, right? 7400.
That's yep.
697-7400.
Or WGXC.org/donate if you want to donate online. A lot of people like to do that. That's really easy. You can also stop by the studio anytime this week. Or we'd love to see you, meet you, give us your thoughts on the station, what you want to hear, what you don't like to hear, anything like that.
Tell us how your life's going. I mean, whatever it is, you know, we're here to listen and to hopefully entertain and inform. And
thanks for everyone who's been calling so far, and Also, thanks to people who've been donating food to help us out. Everybody who's working really hard here to get through this pledge drive. And, keep the phones ringing.
And we got some cool merchandise, too. If you go to the website, you can see pictures of... Well, actually, there's a whole merchandise section, but on the WGXC.org/donate, there's, like, pictures of some, like, really cool T-shirts that you get if you make a donation at a certain dollar level. Yeah, this is listener-supported, hands-on community radio, of course, and so nobody gets paid, really, except one or two hardworking staff, but it's... pretty much basically a volunteer operation. So if you can help us out, that would be great. 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Yeah, people coming out to keep this whole thing going. It's kind of amazing how many people are involved with this project and constantly working on this project, volunteers. Yeah, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
I was thinking about, we've got three DJs here from three different towns in the area, none of which is Hudson, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm from Ghent. Jim lives in Stockport.
Although I have a Hudson mailing address for whatever reason that is. I don't know. There's a post office close.
Yeah, but you're not in Hudson. You're in
I'm not in Hudson, no. Northwest Claverick.
Right, yeah. And I'm in Athens, across the river.
So we have both counties represented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's part of, I think, I was thinking about it just... Really, the transformation and progression of what the station has accomplished is really remarkable in terms of just, bridging these different communities. That's always been part of the mission of the station, has been to reach other communities, get communities more connected across both sides of the river. And now we have programmers from all over the place and from all different ethnicities. Of what we've accomplished in terms of community with this station is really unlike and beyond, I think, any other organization in our area. I mean, there's other organizations doing great work, but this is really remarkable what we have here.
It's very cool. I've been here part-time since 2002. And I guess I got involved in the station around 2009. I think that was the fall of that year, and then we had the New Year's Eve party. But I never would have met lovely people like Sam and Chris and Cheryl if it hadn't been for the radio station, and it's so much fun. And, yeah. There's lots of other people out there, I'm sure, who would like to get involved, maybe have a show of their own. Radio is great, and this is like you can have your own voice here, and where else can you do that? It's a pretty rare thing. So.
Exactly. It's like it's empowering on a certain level because it gives voices to people that are otherwise not really being heard. And that's one of the greatest things this station provides, I think.
And in so many different ways, too. I mean, people contribute by playing music on the air or by talking about local issues, environmental stuff, national politics, local politics, all kinds of things. So any interest you have is probably represented here on the station in some form. So
mm-hmm. Exactly.
Absolutely.
You can do magic.
I'm DJ Neva Wartell and special guest Jen Dubois. So one more time, we're going to ask you to call.
Si por favor, llame 518-697-7400 para hacer una donación o visitar a la web WGXC.org y hacer el botón de donar. Gracias.
And the number
in English.
English, 518-697-7400 and WGXC.org/donate. Thank you very much for anybody who has called.
Please join our pledge drive and make a difference today by making a donation at WGXC.org/donate or by calling 518-697-7400.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Aqua.
Focus. Every community benefits from having a public square.
public parks, public amphitheaters, public fire hydrants, drinking fountains, swimming pools. The public airwaves belong to the public, a public space that is here, there, and everywhere. The local community, connected through invisible magic, the ability to be in two or more places at once, through the miracle of electromagnetic radiation. WGXC is a creative community radio station for Greene and Columbia counties in New York State's Mid-Hudson Valley, since time immemorial known for its great natural beauty. The land of Rip Van Winkle, the land of the Hudson River School painters, the land of video freaks. WGXC is committed to hands-on radio, available to all in the community. Music shows, contemporary, traditional, music from around the globe, jazz, rock and roll, classical, rap, country, avant-garde, novelty, popular, medieval, disco, skiffle, and much, much more. Programs about farming, economics, love, the criminal justice system, psychology, spiritual matters, call-in programs, and local events. Community radio, the most democratic medium there is, uniting disparate populations of Greene and Columbia counties, bridging the Hudson River. And radio has been informing, entertaining, exciting, and soothing listeners for generations. Every Saturday and every night after the midnight hour, Transmission Arts programming can be heard. Long after the sun has gone to bed, this is a special time for strange signals, sounds, noises, contact with far-out spaces, inner spaces, joy, fear, theory, spirits, the seldom heard or heard from. The sky's the limit. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, assigns licenses to broadcast over specific frequencies. Over time, these licenses have fallen almost exclusively into the hands of commercial interests. But the public should have control of the public airwaves and should have access to microphones, transmitters, loudspeakers, and exercise its inalienable right to perform civic duties on air. For commercial radio, turning a profit is the number one priority. Broadcasting advertisements and jingles, pay-to-play chart toppers, corporate invective, and other nuisances. Community radio is non-commercial. Its mission is to serve the community by putting local people at the controls. It's up close and personal, inclusive, friendly, and supported by listeners. And it doesn't cost you nothing to host a show on WGXC. You don't have to be a so-called professional at all. All you have to do is know what you want to do and do it. Programmers are volunteers, and most live in the...
This is Everett.
We're from Prairieville.
This is Ethel. I'm from Iowa.
You're listening to WGSC.
90.7 FM.
Catskill, Hudson.
Creative
Community
Radio.
Hello, I'm Rob Saffer, host of Overlooked, airing the fourth Thursday of each month from 7 to 9:30 p.m. on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra. We'll listen to Overlooked and underheard jazz and improvised music from its earliest years to what's happening right now.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that Germantown currently has a police department without any officers. Brian Du Bois, the officer in charge of the two-person department, is on paid administrative leave. Town Supervisor Robert Bury wrote in a June 19th email to the paper, and I quote, "No further comment," end quote, about the leave. The supervisor said Officer Damon Philly's appointment was rescinded at the town's June 12th meeting because, and I quote, "he didn't take an oath of office," end quote. Philly explained, and I quote, "I took the oath when I was hired. We were sworn in when we were first hired, not yearly. Mr. Bury initiated that we be sworn in every year," end quote. Now the Columbia County Sheriff's Office is covering court sessions for Germantown, and the town board abolished the Board of Police Commissioners because, Bury said, and I quote, "we had more commissioners than officers," end quote. Last month, the town board hired retired New York State Police Superintendent Harry J. Corbett as a consultant to, and I quote, "conduct a management and feasibility study of the Germantown Police Department," end quote. The board will discuss that study at its July 10th meeting. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball reports for the Daily Freeman that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, spoke both in favor of President Donald Trump's policy of separating migrant children from their parents and released a statement applauding the end of that policy June 20th. He also did not address the child that's being held in the district in Kingston. Faso said on CNN, and I quote, "he's talking about a law that exists on the books that says if someone is arrested, they have to be put in a facility and that facility can't have children. So in that sense, he's correct. But in the overall context of this situation, he's not correct, because right now we should act, Democrats and Republicans, to change the law, and he should act to end the policy," end quote. Later in the day, Faso released a statement that said, and I quote, "I am pleased the president reversed his decision on enforcing the law in this manner. The next immediate step we must take is reconnecting separated parents and children as quickly as possible, and I will be working to ensure that is taking place," end quote. National reports indicate that thousands of parents and children already separated won't be reunited, and that only families arrested after the order was signed will be kept together in custody. Reports this week indicate that 8-year-old migrant Abel Alexander Orantes Lopez is being held in Kingston at the Kingston Children's Home while his mother is in Seattle. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The primary election for the 7 Democrats who want to replace Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, is only days away, and endorsements are being announced daily before the June 26th vote. Antonio Delgado was endorsed this week by the wife and daughter of the late Representative Maurice Hinchey and Dan Ahouse, Hinchey's former chief of staff. Gareth Rhodes got an endorsement from the New York Times, the New York State Nurses Association, and the Hotel Trades Council. And Jeff Beals got the backing of actress Susan Sarandon, who backed Bernie Sanders in the 2016 presidential primary and then would not support Hillary Clinton in the general election. Previously, Erin Collier was endorsed by Emily's List, a national group which aims to advise women in government. David Clegg was previously endorsed by several Kingston City lawmakers. Vote Vets has endorsed Pat Ryan, and Brian Flynn previously got the transport workers' endorsement. The Mid-Hudson News reports New York State will sue the 6 companies that manufactured the firefighting foam used at the Air National Guard base at Stewart Airport. Foam included the carcinogens PFOS and PFOA that have polluted the water in the city of Newburgh. Newburgh City Manager Michael Ciaravino said, and I quote, I know the state of New York has advanced a lot of money for cleanup costs, and if the liability can shift to either the manufacturers of the firefighting foam or the United States government, the military, there may be some liability shared amongst many parties in this lawsuit. End quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo and Attorney General Barbara Underwood announced June 20th that the 3M Company, Tyco Fire Products LP, ChemGuard Incorporated, Buckeye Fire Equipment Company, National Foam Incorporated, and Kitty Fenwell Incorporated are the subjects of the lawsuit. And you can read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load.
When you're tired of your toys and of your games from the television, when you're done with chores and homework, then it's time to make a big decision. You might need a change of scenery. It might be time to go over mountains, over oceans, through dark jungles down below. On an airplane, on a railroad, on a tall ship with a tide, all you need's a little music. How's about it? What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride?
Let's go everywhere, man. Let's go everywhere, man.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. With a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, man, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Been
a- I wander everywhere.
I've been the...
Ica.
Copic.
Cairo.
Catskill. Greenport. Claverack. Kinderhook.
Greenville.
Germantown.
London. Greenville.
Schoharie. Green County.
Patrick. Ashland.
Chatham.
And East Durham.
Athens.
Haines Falls. Hunter.
And, Coxsackie.
Preston Hollow. Oak Hill.
Anchor.
Great Barrington.
Hawthorne Valley.
New Baltimore.
Hudson, New York.
I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
I've been to
Ica,
Copic,
Cairo,
Catskill, Greenport, Claverack, Kinderhook,
Greenville,
Germantown,
London, Greenville,
Schoharie, Green County,
Patrick, Ashland,
Chatham,
and East Durham,
Athens,
Haines Falls, Hunter,
and, Coxsackie,
Preston Hollow, Oak Hill,
Anchor,
Great Barrington,
Hawthorne Valley,
New Baltimore, and
Hudson, New York.
Life is a rock.
Ica.
Copic.
Cairo.
Catskill. Greenport. Claverack. Kinderhook.
Greenville.
Germantown.
London. Greenville.
Schoharie. Green County.
Patrick. Ashland.
Chatham.
And East Durham.
Athens.
Haines Falls. Hunter.
And, Coxsackie.
Preston Hollow. Oak Hill.
Anchor.
Great Barrington.
Hawthorne Valley.
New Baltimore. Warren. Hudson, New York.
I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
You're listening to the radio coming to you from everywhere. I'm Tom Rowe, and you're listening to WGXC, and it's our Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. We're asking you to call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org and make a pledge to keep the radio coming to you from everywhere. At WGXC, in the past, you've heard live broadcast from local schools. From Chatham High School, from Hudson High School, from Cara Durham High School, from Catskill High School. You've heard live broadcasts on the radio from local restaurants on WGXC, from the Blue Plate in Chatham, from the Red Dot Restaurant and Bar in Hudson, from Dalton's Donuts in Cairo, from High Low in Catskill. You've heard live broadcasts on WGXC from parks around the region, Carrowstown Park, the Oakdale Lake Park in Hudson, from Dutchman's Landing Park in Catskill. You've heard live broadcasts from local town halls throughout the area. Live broadcasts from Carrow Town Hall, from the Athens Town Hall, from the Hudson City Hall, from the Greene County Legislature in Catskill, from the Columbia County Board of Supervisors in Hudson. WGXC is everywhere in local libraries. You've heard live broadcasts from local libraries in Chatham, in Cairo, in Catskill, and Hudson. WGXC is everywhere at local farmers markets. You've heard WGXC broadcast live from the Hudson Farmers Market and from the Catskill Farmers Market. You've heard WGXC broadcast live from local businesses like the Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, like the Stair Gallery in Hudson, like Magpie Bookstore in Catskill. WGXC is broadcast from Reeder Bowers Resort in Round Top, from Stack's Pub in Cairo, from M&J's Hair Studio in Hudson, from the Hudson Lodge, from the Half Moon in Hudson, from Little Deb's Oasis in Hudson, from the Beverly in Kingston, from the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie, from the Catskill Community Theater, from the Cannonball Factory in Hudson. WGXC is everywhere broadcasting from local nonprofits. You've heard WGXC broadcast from the Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson, from the Greene County Council on the Arts in Catskill, from Evergreen Hall Co-Arc in Valencia, from the Catskill Senior Center, from the Catskill Community Center, from the Hudson Youth Center.
So glad we're back together, man. So glad you're here. Got lost in the jungle, out there somewhere. You never know how much I missed you. Yeah, it wasn't the same. Getting by every day without my best friend. Yeah, I'm so glad that we're back together.
the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, June the 21st, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. President Donald Trump reverses course on some aspects of his border policy. Also on the Thursday rundown, with the midterms approaching, we'll take you to a state you might not expect to be reaching out to Latino voters. And Dan Hyman's got a novel angle on the utility of medical marijuana. First, our top story, President Trump reversed course Wednesday, saying he would sign an executive order ending family separations at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Washington Post reports the move comes after a public uproar over the impact of the administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. The plan would keep families together in federal custody while awaiting prosecution for illegal border crossings, potentially violating a 1997 court settlement that limited the duration of child detentions. Meantime, medical and mental health experts are sounding the alarm over the thousands of immigrant children already separated from their parents. More from Eric Gladys.
Dr. Dennis Conrad, president of the Texas Pediatric Society, says separating and institutionalizing children can put their health at substantial risk. He notes the initial impact is fairly clear to parents or anyone who has cared for children.
Pictures of them crying and screaming and wishing to remain with their parents as they're forcibly removed is evidence of the anxiety that they feel with that immediate separation and that fear. That creates what's called increased stress.
If that stress continues over a period of time, Conrad says it creates what's known as a toxic stress environment.
Children who actually are in a persisting toxic stress environment do not develop appropriately. They're subject to anxiety, night terrors, fear of separation, and other adverse consequences.
After widespread outrage over separations along the southern U.S. border, GOP leaders have vowed to end the practice. And on Wednesday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to end separations.
The Texas Pediatric Society and the American Academy of Pediatrics have publicly condemned the separation of children from parents at the border, calling the practice inhumane and unnecessary. Utah voters will head to the polls next Tuesday for the state's primary elections. Catherine Davis Young reports voter advocates are working to boost participation among Utah's Hispanic population.
In 2016, just 58% of eligible Hispanic voters in Utah cast ballots on Election Day, according to census data. Among white voters, 64% participated. During primary and midterm elections like this year's, voter turnout tends to be lower. The West Valley city-based organization Communities United has been reaching out to Latino voters to emphasize the importance of participation. The group's Maria Montez says one obstacle is perception. Many immigrant families come to the U.S. from countries with historically unfair elections. After Donald Trump's unexpected win in 2016, she says many people's faith in American elections was shaken too.
For those community members that now are here in the United States and maybe felt a little bit more encouraged about voting, the elections in 2016 made them feel out of love with the electoral cycle in the United States.
Montez says another hurdle has been voter education. Communities United has been reaching out to Utah's Latino population through church groups and community health programs to let people know where and when to vote and connect them with information about issues and candidates. Montez says the organization's goal is to register 1,000 new voters before November's midterm election.
And on Tuesday night, the New York State Assembly voted to restore net metering of community solar power.
The bill would put the Public Service Commission's Value of Distributed Energy Resources, or VDER, plan on hold for 3 years. Net metering and VDER are methods of calculating compensation for smaller energy sources, such as solar installations, for the power they feed into the electric grid. Bob Rossi, who heads the New York Sustainable Business Council, says restoring net metering will make solar power accessible to all New Yorkers, including almost half of state residents who rent their homes and can't install solar panels on their property.
It gives them access to the energy savings by joining a community solar farm, and under VDER, it's just not possible for most people.
The PSC says VDER was established to fix a flaw in the net metering system and to support the state's Reforming the Energy Vision strategy. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
And finally, stats from states with medical marijuana suggest legal weed could be a big help to West Virginia's straining Public Employees Insurance Agency. Dan Hyman explains.
Striking teachers demanded better funding for their health insurance. By one estimate, a working medical marijuana program could save PEIA $18 to $30 million a year in pharmaceutical costs. Rusty Williams is the patient advocate on the West Virginia Medical Cannabis Advisory Board. He says a survey of states getting medical marijuana showed a sharp drop in Medicaid drug spending.
They're seeing a collective annual savings of $156 billion. People are opting to pay out of pocket for cannabis rather than have their insurance pay for pharmaceuticals.
Advocates say PEIA needs at least $50 million a year. Marijuana remains illegal at the federal level and is still regarded as a dangerous drug by many in state politics.
I'm Mike Clifford. You've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is your WGXE hands-on radio weather update. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny afternoon with a temperature high near 82 degrees and a north wind at around 8 miles an hour. For tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low around 51 degrees and a north wind at 7 miles an hour. Your forecast for the next 2 days, it will be mostly sunny on Friday with a temperature high near 78 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 56. And on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers are likely. Possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. Saturday night, showers are likely again. Possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a low around 61 degrees. This has been your WGXE Hands-On Radio weather update. For news, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.
Can you hear me calling out your name? You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say. I'll speak a little louder, I'll even shout.
It's WGXE's Radio Everywhere Spring Pledge Drive. Help us raise $25,000 to keep creative community radio live and local in Greene and Columbia counties, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. Call now, 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or visit our website at wgxc.org/donate. And make your one-time tax-deductible donation or become a sustaining monthly supporter. Do your part to celebrate great local radio here, there, and everywhere in your community.
Tune in the early morning hours of Friday, June 22nd, with a live radio stew with artist-in-resident Molly Bendel live from the Wave Farm. Then Bobby Previtt's Blueprints, recorded from earlier tonight at Hilo in Catskill, is at 1 a.m. overnight on Wave Farm's Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Friday, June 22nd, Frederick Arnold will be live in Hudson for a Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive broadcast of City Folk from 11 until noon. Later on at 2 o'clock, Hudson Valley Sound, presenting local music and poetry with live performances, interviews, and songs from albums. Later on in the evening, our guest DJ this week is new music writer and visual artist Brian Olnick, broadcasting live from the Hudson Studio from 7 to 9:30.
consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive. 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at wgxc.org, including some of these events.
Friday, June 22nd, the Hudson River Exchange Summer Market is not on June 22nd, it's on June 23rd. Friday, June 22nd, Teen, Miles Francis, and Henry Flower perform at the Half Moon in Hudson. That's at 8 p.m. There's an evening of covers of Leonard Cohen songs at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock, Friday, June 22nd, with performances from Robert Burke Warren, drummer Eric Parker, bassist Chuck Cornelius, guitarist Peter Dugan, vocalist Mark Black, Louis Mojica, Fredo Viola, Mark Lerner, Nancy Howe, Noel Fletcher, Rachel Loschak, and Neil Howard. Colony Cafe, 8 p.m. Friday, June 22nd in Woodstock. Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers from Catskill perform at High Low in Catskill Friday, June 22nd at 8 p.m. Mason Jennings performs at Club Helsinki in Hudson. The folk pop song singer-songwriter is at Club Helsinki in Hudson Friday, June 22nd at 9 p.m. The Hudson Area Library showing a screening of the movie Black Panther, Saturday, June 23rd. The Siegel Klein Kill Public Conservation Area has a bio blitz from the Columbia Land Conservancy and the Cornell Cooperative Extension on Saturday, June 23rd. They're looking for volunteers and participants. Experts will be available to identify species there. The event is open to the public, and participants are encouraged to wear comfortable outdoor clothing. Nets and waders will be provided. You can go to the Columbia Land Trust website at clctrust.org for more information about the Siegel Klein Kill Bio Blitz in Ghent, Saturday, June 23rd, from 8 a.m. to noon. Amanda Palmer and Noir perform at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock, Saturday, June 23rd at 8 p.m. Lindsay Webster is at Club Helsinki in Hudson, Saturday, June 23rd. These events and more on the WGXC community calendar, online at wgxc.org.
Go and get some breakfast.